Tach Yud Beis Amid Aleph. We have two Tosfos in Yehosa Peirish Yehosa Ba'alef Havaloshen Osa Sha'osa Atzmai V'Yehosa Havaloshen Hasore Loima Yosa Min Haneda Yemuta Lechei Lemocho Shiye Yomtev Ve'ein Lehis Anes. Now, Tosfos learned the whole Nupshat in Yeyoser and Yeyoser. Lechere, Tosfos learned like the Ran and the Ritva, that first of all, Tosfos wasn't Geiris Yeyoser, but Tloy, that's for sure. Now, Tosfos was Geiris as follows, that if the Girsa was Yeyoser, so that means that even though he was Mekabel, the Neder, he was Mekabel before, with a Neder, he's going to fast so many Tanaisim. But that is not sufficient, according to Shmuel. You have to be Mekabel before Betzulas Minche. You have to be Kabel Betzulas Minche. So even though the first Kabbalah was made, the first nether was made before the Gzeiras were chal. That means he had made a nether, he's going to fast so many Tanaisim. And this nether was made before there were Geiser that this day should be a Yontif. That he was Mekabel a nether, he's going to fast Pahab the whole year. And this nether was made before they made a Yontif on one of the days of Bahab. Afal Pikain, according to Shmuel, since you need a Kabbalah, B'tfilas Minche, right before the Tainish, so it comes out that his Neder as yet did not make a Chiyuv Gomer on him to fast. He has to be Mekabel before Minche. And when he's Mekabel before Minche, it's a Yom Tov already. So he can't be Mekabel before Minche. So therefore, Yeyoser is a Loshen that the Neder isn't Chal. Yeyoser means that the Yeyoser Beloshen Hasore Kloima Yoser Min HaNeder, so he doesn't have to be Mekayim this Neder. Yemuta Lecha Lamochel Shiye Yomtev Ve'en Lisanes. So that is Pshat. According to Avamine, that means the Neder that was made previously is the Mekadmas, the Neder was made a Neder, that doesn't shat a complete Chiyuv on him to fast. You still need a Kabbalah before Minche. And since Bishas, the Kabbalah, even though Bishas, the first Neder was made, there wasn't a Yomtiv, but Bishas, the Kabbalah, it is a Yomtiv, so he's not Mechuyif to fast. According to the Girsa of Yeyoser, so according to the Shita Saran, the Ritve, so it comes out, according to Rav, you can make a Neder, you don't need it, this Man Minchi, you can make it a year before also. So Memela, so when he made the Neder, so the Neder was already Chal. Because when he made the Neder, there wasn't a Yomtiv yet. So Memela, so then Yeyoser. That's what Tosfos Lechere is saying. Perish Yeyoser Ba'alef Avaloshen also. She'oser Atzmai. He takasid himself and the Neder is Chal. Yeyoser, but if you learn like Shmuel, Avaloshen Hasore, Kloima Yoser Min HaNeder, doesn't have to be Mekayim that Neder on this day. V'yemut alecha l'mochel sh'yayomta v'ein l'isabes. V'im z'eiroi seinu koidem l'nidroi yitche nidroi mivnei g'zeiroi seinu. So we have learned in the Baraisa that if our Yomtev was made before his Neder, so yitche nidroi mivnei g'zeiroi seinu. I'm a Rashi. Yidoche nidroi Mikol v'kol v'lo yashlem oisei ha-tainis. So that tainis he doesn't have to make. He made a neder to fast Bahab, and this day comes out, and this day is a yontif, it comes out, so never was chal. Ri mesupik v'dovo, v'yesh lahachmer, v'davka oisei yoim lo yis'ane, avol yashlem oisei l'yoim acher. You should be mashlemet for another day. means if it was the Tainus on behalf for a year, so L'chayri to shtipel off maybe for the next year, another day, Yain Beis, to be Mashlim. Because the only thing the Yontav accomplishes is that the Neder cannot be Chal on this day, but there's a Chiyuv on him to fast on a Monday. So the male will have to fast on another Monday. The Chen Yeshli Zoyer, Shleilis Anes, Bereish Chodesh, Bechaneke, Bepurim, the Me'elu Vadai Le Botla Megillas Tainis, that Zicha was not Botla Megillas Tainis, so if he ever made such an Neder and came out on Bereish Chodesh, Chaneke, Bepurim, you don't fast these days. Zotte Gemara Vaita, Tana Rabbonon, Admosai Oichel Vishoyse. The Tanesim, Zaya Tainis, Sayatainis Tzibo, Sayatainis Yochid, that is Eichel Kolalaila, that is Eichel Admosai Eichel Vishoyse. Achi Yala Amuda Shacha, till Amuda Shacha, Divrei Rabbi, that's what Rabbi holds. Rabbi Loza, Rab Shimonaima, Ad Kreisageva. Kreisageva is a little bit before Amuda Shacha, and from that man already it is also to eat. Omar Abaye. So now Abaye said, what it is, we have a Gilsa Rovet, and it's called the Iked Amri. Omar Rovet. We have two Lashainis in Rovet. Loi Shano Elo Shloi Gomar Sudosi. That din, what it says, that he's permitted to eat the whole night, that is Dafke Shloi Gomar Sudosi. That means he's in the middle of eating, and so he's eating. So he's permitted to continue to eat the whole night, till Leisa Shachar, till Leisa Geber, Avol Gomar Sudosa. But what happens if he finished eating? Eini Oichel. So he's not permitted, say, let's see, he was Messiah Das from eating, he benched. So then he's not permitted to continue eating. Eisvei Abaye, that would be the Gilsa for Gersova. We learned Gomar V'omad Areza Oichel. We learned that Afilu, he had finished eating, he got up from the table, he can still continue eating. So the Gemara says, Hosam Shulai Silek, he wasn't Masalek, the Tavla Rashi says, that means, so it's that we got up from the table, but the table still available to eat, so he was Goymer Sudasa. He got up now, for the present time he's finished eating. But it does not mean he's finished eating for the evening. But when he's finished eating for the evening, then he's not permitted to eat, according to the first Lashon. Ike da Amri. Omar Rove said, Leishanu Elek Shloyoshan. Let us say Pshat, that in the second Lashon, Rove is Meiko. Rove is saying that it's not only when he finishes eating, not when he finishes eating Silik alone, then he's not allowed to eat, but he has to finish eating and go to sleep. That means if he has no intentions more of eating, and he went to sleep already, so if he didn't go to sleep, so then even though he was Mesalik the Achila, Mesalik the Tavla, he can still eat. But if he went to sleep already, that's already called the Hesach Hadas from Achila, and then when he wakes up in the middle of the night, he's not permitted to continue eating. Eisvei Abayis Takasha Tarova, we learned Yoshon, he went to sleep for Omad Areza Oichel, he can still eat. So you see that Shina alone is not a even the washina, that's also not a that it does not create a yisra achila after the shina. Hosom b'misnamnet. So there it's speaking about, the Rabbi answered there it's speaking about he did not make a shina's kva, he just dozed off. So dozing off is not called that, that's really a hefsik from achila. Echidomi misnamnem Omar Abashi nim v'loy nim tir v'loy tir. He's sleeping, but he's not completely sleeping. He's up, but he's not completely up. The korilei, you'll call him v'oni, he'll answer you. Lo yode adure svore. But he won't, something he has to think about, he's not wide awake enough yet to think about it. Chimitker alay, but if you remind him, mitker, then he'll remember and he'll be able, to, that's his matzav of misnamnim. Now before we see Rashi, we have to understand this is a very interesting halacha that we had in the, we were speaking about Tanaisim, that one is permitted to eat at night. Now all of a sudden we have a halacha that if he stopped eating, he can't continue eating. When is it called? Stopping to eat. So we have here two lashonos in Roda. Let's just make things a little interesting. Let's just turn over the Amud. Let us see the lashon of the Rabbeinu Chananel. Yerushalmi. Yoshan v'omad also. If he slept, he got up also. Loishanu aloshloi hisna. Okay, that will happen. Taisus on the Yerushalmi. That's the Yerushalmi. If he made a tanai that after eating, after sleeping, he'll still be able to eat, so then he's able to eat. That's called, he still wasn't Masir Das from eating. He's eating and he's going to still continue eating, but he's sleeping in the meantime. Aval Hisne Mutta. She says, Kaimalon, the Lagabi Tainis, the Ocho Belaila or Mafsik, if he was eating at night and he was Mafsik, Im Gomar Vesilek Layocho. If he was Gomar, that's what the first lashon. Avim leisilek v'date leich alafu pishayoshan oimed va'oichel. The yeshin alone without a silek achile, that is nothing. Avo, about kaponim, so he seems to paskin like the first lashon, that the first lashon it seems is telling us that a silek achile is asa. And the second lashon is saying if there was no silek achila to a shin, it's also also in the pasuk like the first lashon. Let's go a little further. Avol betaynis shepoisik by me ba'idyon. But so here we're speaking about a taynis that is poisik. That means that he has the whole night to eat. And he says a few, but he made up his mind to stop eating. He's also to eat. Avol betaynis shepoisik by me ba'idyon. A taynis that is poisik by me boy jaim, afopi she poisik, even though he's poisik, he made up his mind that he's not eating anymore. Chayza v'oichel, he's permitted to continue eating, atche yove yashemesh, till it becomes laila. And he brings a maise, kehod de ise, bagodas eichel. Rabbi Yehuda ben seire ozal v'netzivin, barube tzoy marabe. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseire went to Netzivin Erev Yom Kippur. Also Reish Kanishte Lizmune. So he came to Netzivin, so he invited Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseire to eat by him. Omalei, so he told them, Kva Ochli Uposkili. I ate already, and I was placed to meeting. I finished. I ate my Suda Mapsekis. I finished eating already. Oh Malay, Ashkechalai, you should please have, you should be, have Rachmanis on me, the Leilema, who Rebbe, Le Ashkechalo. That means it's not Lechikvoidi that you came and I'm inviting you to eat by me and you're not eating, so people will come to different conclusions. Ozal Ime, so he went with him. Beseifa Omrin, that he had a whole Ochal min kol eagle, chat posis, va Ochal min kol tavshil, chat pas, the shosa mikol chovis v'chovis chadkoitz shma minod afogav the posik och. So the Ben Chananel says that by erev is the suda mafsekis of erev yom kippurim. Even though he made up his mind, he's going to stop eating. He continues eating. Made up his mind, but he can continue. He wasn't mekabel the tainus. He made up his mind. He's finished eating. So Mamela, so he could change his mind to continue eating. So we have to understand, so what is Pshat and Agamor? Agamor, we hear Vetula Shainas, he made up his mind, he's going to stop eating. So the Loch is, according to the first Loshan, he has to stop. According to the second Loshan, maybe the if he slept, that's called the Hefsik. What is Pshat? There's a machlokes harishonim. What is the din if a person is mekabel tainis, is going to fast taistis tainis shochet or tainis sibra, is going to fast, is going to fast tomorrow, he's permitted to eat at night, does he say aneinu at night? The Balamoyo says he doesn't say aneinu. Rashi, the Ramban, Ran bring down that he does say aneinu. He says aneinu at night. The Balamoyo asks, how can he say aneinu at night? He's eating. It's an Ebiyam Tzamisen, he's eating. So they say, the Ramban and the Ran, they say that for Emerson, there's no such thing as a 12-hour tainus. A tainus is learned from Yom Kippur. Erev Aderev, that's a Yom Tzayim. Erev Aderev. A tainus is a 24-hour affair. There were Mekel, by tainus Tzibur, by tainus Shochit, that he doesn't have to fast the whole 24 hours. So Mamela, he... sufficient, but the time in your side is a time of 24 hours. So therefore, they say, with this we can understand our Gemara. So Be'emison, Balayla, it's also a Yom Tzayim. But we said, you're allowed to eat. But here, so this cooler of being permitted to eat is Kozman, you have intentions to eat, you're allowed to eat. The minute you make up your mind that you're not going to eat, so Memele, so then the tainus is taka chal on you. That means so because this is taka the tainus is chal at night also. So this we can understand the difference between Erev Yom Kippurim, Erev Yom Kippurim. So he decided not. So what says if Kozman you want mekabel the tainus on yourself, you're still permitted to continue eating. Masha'en came here by. So they bring a raya from the Gemara. He says, oh, this is very difficult to understand the Gemara. So I saw Rabbi Yankiv Zechayin Lavrocha wants to say pshat according to the Rambam. He has a mahalach in the Rambam. He wants to say a very interesting pshat, a kaponim lahalocha. Lahalocha, we paskin that the second lashon of Rava holds that Shina is a hefsek. So he wants to say, it's a very interesting pshat. He wants to say that we hear via machloikis, till when are you permitted to eat? So the Rebbe says, till alois ha-shacha. Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon says, till krois ha-gever. So he says, what pshat Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon? Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon, I mean, krois ha-gever halachically is laila. What is pshat? So he wants to say, so we see from this that the din yoim, by tainus is different than the halachic, what is called yoim halachically. Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon holds people consider kreis agev, the day starts from kreis agev. Halachically you need alois ha-shacha, but the day starts from kreis agev, so lemaise, the din tainus, that one has to fast by day, starts when people assume that it is day. So kreis agev is also called yoim. So he wants to say that lahalocha we paskin, that's the second lashon of Rove, that if a person went to sleep and woke up, so even though he woke up in the middle of the night, but he's up already. He went to, there was a shinas kva, and he woke up already. He's up already for the day. It's before Kreis HaGever. But since Lamaise, he's up, so by him the day started already. So he wants to say such a lomdis, that the reason, he wants to say this in the Rambam, that the reason that we paskin after he slept, he's also to eat already, is because the day started. I mean, the day started, but the din tainus by yoim, it does not mean what in the halacha has a shame yoim, but what in the beinei bnei adam has a shame yoim. So Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon held tafila, he's up the whole night. Kreis HaGever is called yoim. We don't paskin like that. We paskin like Rebbe, that if he's up a whole night, then the Shem Yom is totally in Amud HaShachar. But if a person went to sleep and he woke up, now he's up already, so that is a Shem Yom by him. So the Yom HaTainis was Chal. That's how he explains this halacha. This is the second Lashon of Rove. Now let us see Rashi. Admosai oichol v'shoise belaylo kshemis ane lemocho. The ones we want to think of belaylo kshemis ane lemocho b'chol tainish shuhu oichol mishetechsha. They spent it at night. Vafilu betainish yochit kamayri. Now this is a shverer Rashi. What does Rashi mean? Vafilu betainish yochit. Koshkein tainish sibol. What's the a tiny sibol is more chomer than a tiny yochid. So what does Rashi mean? Vafilu betiny yochid kamayri. So the Vusri has this kashi. What he wants to say could be Rashi means to say the chumre of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon that says he's not allowed to eat from krus hagever. That afilu applies by a tiny shochet, kolsh came by a tiny sibul, which is mochom mozicha, according to Blazer Rab Shimon, the one is not permitted to eat after krus hagever. At krus hagever, afilu pam rishayne, the first time the cock crows, that's also sufficient. And that's called yoin legabi tainis. The koma gabi yeitzi, yechidi belaila, besay the yuma, achi yishalish, there it says, that one is permitted to go out if it crowed three times. So Baisus has said Stam Krois Hagever means the first time it crowed it also has a dinyan. Shaloi goma sudosoi, avol goma, but if he was going with the sude, divrei hakel einei oichel. So the Gemara is the kasha, eisvei it said, ochal v'omad, afal pishem, birech, he benched already. The omad meishol chonai choyze v'oichol v'ein bekach klum. So it doesn't matter that he finished eating. The ma'ensis shloi silek as a tablet lavakire. Even though he got up from the table, since the tablet is still there, that means it's still daite olo. Le'asach daite me'achile uchesude arichte dami. So it's considered like he's one long sude. Ikedamri omarove v'alochik ikedamri. Oichel v'shoise ad sheyishen kva ad sheyala amud hashachar kerebi. Eises ad sheyishen kva and ad sheyala amud hashachar kerebi. Avo yoshan apsokihi, so he finished eating already v'shuv eini oichel. Hosom, so the more est akashe that we had learned yoshan v'omad hareza oichel, hosom lav yoshan mamish. Not he really slept all of his name. He dozed off. Tir er, kidemetageminin, vayokot, vayikat, v'isar, he woke up. Aduri svore, im tzorch meno dovo, shetzorich hiru, something that you have to think about it, en the yedei eloima, bo'oit shem is namnim. He's not up enough to think of something. Mitker loy mitker, kaze shamato mitker, then he could remind himself. Nim veloy nim tir veloy tir. So Taisu says, and here there's a girsa from Gilyan Ashas from the Taz. Oimer Rebbe. So Rebbe said as follows. Nim veloy nim betchila sashine. That nim v'loy nim, what is it? Nim v'loy nim means he started to fall asleep, but he did not completely fall asleep. Tir v'loy tir means he started to wake up, but didn't completely wake up. So therefore, Rebbe said as follows. Nim v'loy nim, that's Rabbi Kevega's gilsa, betchilas hashine. That means that you have a matzav when the person is in the process of falling asleep. So then you have this gray matzev when he started to fall asleep, but he's not completely sleeping. Tir v'loy tir, as we're speaking about the transition when he slept already, he's getting up, he didn't completely wake up. Tir v'loy tir, b'seif hashine. That's what Rebbe said. Ach, so Bataisva says, loy nire kan, ubearvei psochim kain. This is the gears of the Taz. That, so Taisva says that, but from our sugya, and from the sugya and arvei psochim, it's not mashma like that. But what does Taisva mean? So Taisva means to say as follows. That means, for example, the Gemara in Megillah says that,
The Gemara Megillah says that a misnamnim is yaitza mikra Megillah. There the Gemara says, what misnamnim? Nim v'loy nim tir v'loy tir. So there you could say like Rabbi Beautiful. That means by the last posik in the Megillah he started dozing off. So that was the beginning of the Shina, but he heard the last posik, it was a misnamnim. Afterwards already he slept. Or you could say the other way, that he started waking up when they started the Megillah, Tir V'loy Tir. So the first pasuk, the second pasuk, he was up already. So we're talking about these two matzavim, the transition from being up to falling asleep, or the transition from being asleep to waking up. So there we could speak about these two zmanim. By Mikra Megillah, you can have the zman of waking up, give the zman of falling asleep. But Asugye, you can't have these two zmanim. That means, like, what do you say in Asugye? In Asugye, we're gonna say that here it says that Shina is if he slept already, so Mamela is not permitted to eat. So what are you going to say? That he didn't wake up completely. So what was Kate Money didn't wake up completely, but he slept already. So if he slept already, so Memele, so he's not allowed to eat. So why does it say Yoshan Va'omad is allowed to eat? The Misnamnim doesn't help if he slept already. How can you say Tir V'loy Tir? That's the Isviskash. In Megillah, you could say the Shtik Torah beautifully. Ab Ach Loy Nire Kan Uba Arvei Psochem. In Arvei Psochem also you can say the Shtik Torah, because there also we're speaking about the Tchilas Hashina. The Komar Nisnamnimu Yoichlu. That means if they're middle of eating the Korban Pesach or eating Matzah, was Zumi the Korban Pesach, they started dozing off and then they woke up, so they're permitted to continue eating. Like this is a Svara Shina makes it like when they wake up, it's a Shini Mokim, it's a Nuachila. But Nisnamnu Yoichlu, Nirdemu Lo Yoichlu. But Ravashi Eichi Domi Nisnamnu Nim V'Loi Nim Tir V'Loi Tir. V'hosa Mayri, so just like our Gemara is speaking about Tchilas Hashina. There it's only speaking about Tchilas Hashina. If he had a Shina's Kvan, he's waking up, so it's like Mal Lemayri, if he's partially up or completely up. Lemayse, since he had a good sleep, so Lemayse is not allowed to continue to eat the Matzah or the Korban Pesach. So V'hosa Mayri B'Tchilas Hashina, Bein Nim V'Loi Nim, Bein Tir V'Loi Tir. Not the way Rebbe said, that it's speaking about different zmanim, the zman of the Tchilas Hashina, or the zman of the Seif Hashina, a Keperish Rashi. You have a Omar Nim V'Loi Nim, have a Mina de Tir, have a Tvei Minim. You have a Omar Tir V'Loi Tir, have a Mina de Nim, have a Tvei Mitir. Ilker Itzterich Tavayu. The Kula B'Tchilas Hashina. K'dmeforish Hos. So Taisus, Achmet Taisus means to say that if it would say Nim V'Loi Nim, so here you're speaking about that he started falling asleep, but he's not completely sleeping. So I would think that here he's sleeping more than Tir V'Loi Tir, which he was speaking about he started getting up already. That means Tir is speaking about how much awake he is. Nim is speaking about how much asleep he is. So if it wouldn't bring both Lashainas together, I would think one is more sleeping or one is more awake. That's why it brings both together. That's why we're speaking about one matzav. He's X amount asleep and X amount awake. The Kula B'Tchilas Hashin, Ubi Yerushalmi Mefurish Kabi Ach Bereise. Now the Yerushalmi says a different Mahalach on the Bereise. At kama oichel v'shoise, the Braise says, to when could he eat at kreisa geva, v'uva din ha-shalma d'shach, v'medva ma'murim, that means, shehisne, avo loy hisne, v'yoshen ein yochel echel. It is the Braise that says, that yoshen v'omad areza oichel, Yoshin va'omad areza oichel, that even though he slept already, he can still eat till tchus hagevo alois hashachar. That is speaking about that he made a t'nai before he fell asleep, that he intends to still continue eating. So that is, so this is the Yerushalmi Zateres. The big machloik, Lalacha, we paskin like the Yerushalmi. The Shaila, if the Shaila is showing him, well, why didn't the Gemara say this Teres? Why did the Gemara to say, not speaking about an Emes Hashina, say it's speaking about that he was Masnas. Others want to say that Babli is Chaylik on the Yerushalmi. Now, the Lomdus of the Yerushalmi is very good. If you learn that the Geder of Shina is, that means he that's a Hefsek Achila. He ate, he went to sleep, that's a Raya, he's finished eating for the night. He woke up again, so we say that the Dine Tain is Achal. But if he said, I'm going to sleep and I have intentions to eat after I wake up, so that means he's never finished eating. So then the sleep is also not called a Hefsek. According to the Lamdas we mentioned from Rabbi Yankiv, that together of when one wakes up, so it's called morning already, it's called day, that the time is as chal, so l'chayre, then it doesn't make sense that a t'nai should help. The pshat is it became, this is considered day already, l'gabi t'nai. So Be'emes the Rambam does not bring down the Yerushalmi. I mean, the Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam doesn't hold like the Yerushalmi, so it's very good. Because according to the Rambam, the whole gather of Shina is that when one makes up after Shina's Kva, it's considered that it's morning already. Look the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Kahane Omar Rav. Yochid Shekibol Olof Tainis. A Yochid was Makabal a Tainis on himself. Also, Benila Sasando. And he says, starting from his Makabal Tainis, he did not specify, does he want, what kind of a Tainis does he want? The different types of Tanaisim. There are Tanaisim, which are not also with the Hei Yinuyim, there are Tanaisim, which are also. He just said, stop. What does Rashi say? Yochich Kibbalov Tainis, stop. Veini Yedeya Eze Tainis Kibbalolo. Mishal Yochid, Mishal Tzibo. He doesn't know his Makabal HaTainis. He didn't delve into it. Whatever the Lashon is Mashma, that's what he was Makabal. Is Chayshinan Shema Tainis Tzibo Kibol Olo. So we're afraid maybe he was Makabal HaTainis Tzibo. That means if he says such a Lashon without being Mefaret, what kind of a Tainis wants to be Makabal? And there are Tainesi Tzibo also. Kelta Gvura Sari speaks of in Eretz Yisrael that there were Fakelt, the rave of the Tanaisim were, we'll have the next Mishnah, by the Tainis Kshomim, there were three Tanaisim which were not also the Benila Sasandal, and then there was another three Tanaisim and another, another seventh Tanaisim. I mean, there was ten Tanaisim altogether. There were Gimel Tanaisim, but there were ten Tanaisim that was also Benila Sasandal. So if Roiv of the Tanaisim, which were existent in this Mokim, were Tanaisim that were also Benila Sasandal, so he said, Areini betainis lamochem, mistame him the loshen fataychezich, like Roiv Tanaisim of the Mokim, which are Benila Sasandal. That's what Rav Kahana said. Om Rav Kahana marav yochid shekibol olof tainis, tainis tam. So he means that the tainis should include all, the tainis should be like roiv tanaisima. Also, benilas hasandu. Chayshine shemen tainis tzibo kibol olof. Agav uche des amachloikis horishoinim, machloikis taramban in the balamoya, that what he says, it's also benilas hasandal does not only mean nilas hasandal. It means the hayinuyim, erichitzen, and tashmishamita. It means these and siche. That he also means ta'asa. That's for sure. Mochaptum one of the nilas hasandal. But the shaila is, will it have the chayma that will be also mi ba'oid yoyim also, that he has to fast at night. The Balamoyer assumes, if he wants it should be like a tainis sibo, So mistame, he means to say that the mochat donilus asandaba means all the chumres of a tiny sibba, including he won't be able to eat at night also. And the Ramban says that's sichanat. That's sichanat. He doesn't want to be mekabel. The normal tainus of a yochid is zicha only to fast by day. But could be, since he said a loshen stam, he wants the chumres of avelis, which are noyig by these tanais, and this he also was mekabel. So the Gemara says, heichi le'evet. So if he wants not to get into problems, so he just wants to be mekabel a tainus without these inuyim, so what should he do? Amaraba barav shila leima hochi, lemocho ehele ponecho betainis yochid. She should specify that tomorrow I'm a kabbal a tainis yochid. A tainis yochid means without any of the inuyim, just fasting tomorrow. Let us see what Rashi says. V'osa b'ne'ilas shema tainis sibu ki gimel emtsoyis. Like a zayin achroinis kibbal olav is mekabel these the like at least a tainesim tzibur. Amr le rabbonon le rav sheishes. Rabbonon told rav sheishes o kachazinam rabbonon the mesaimi mesanayu v'osi lebei tanisa. Rav sheishes was a sagi noyer. He was unable to see what was happening. So others told him that, this was a tainus in Bavel, that there were geyser on the stomach, tainus tzibur, there were geyser with tzairich. Tzairich, whatever the tzairich was. And so they told him, the rabbanon come to, with shoes, they're wearing shoes. And pshat was, we had before, and we'll see now in the sugya also, that Shmuel said a klal ein tainis tzibur bebovel, elo tisha bovel vat. We had a machlokes rishonim why it is that way. Rashi holds that ein tainis tzibur bebovel is because the ikar bovel doesn't have really a problem of kshamim. He does kshamim because bovel is a very wet mocking. So therefore there's no tainus tzibur of kshamim in bodo. We said over the Ramban says a different lomdus, that in bodo b'chlal there's no inyan of a tainus tzibur, because the whole inyan of a tainus tzibur is if the nasi is geyser on the tzibur, and in bodo, including kol chutz l'oret, there's no nasi, there's no smuchim, there's no nasi. So in Mela, everything is a tiny shochet. So if it's a tiny shochet, so here's the name of a tiny shochet. In Rav Sheishes held it as a, Rav Sheishes held the tiny tzibur in Bovel, had the name of a tiny tzibur with all the chumras of a tiny tzibur. So now we'll understand the sugya. So they told over to Rav Sheishes that, akachazinam rabbonam de mesaimi misanaib osu lebei tanisa. They were going to a tiny tzibur in Bovel. They told Rav Sheishes, we see Rabbonon coming, they're wearing their shoes. Ikpit, so he was makpit. Omalohu, dume meichel nami ochel. Better eating also. He was choyshedem. So here the Gvura Sari wants to say that he wasn't choyshedem that they're eating by day. He was choyshedem that they were eating at night. That means everything, they're not doing anything. They're just fasting by day. It's here a hakpode. Abaye v'rove ma'ayli ki misami apanto. Abaye v'rove, they wore apanto. We'll see machlekes Rashi and Tosfos exactly what apanto was. Mereime umazutre mechalfi di yemina l'smola or the smola l'yemina. They changed the right shoe on the left foot and the left shoe on the right foot. Rabbonon de Rab Ashi Novki Kiyochayo. They came Bishasta with Mispal on the Tainis. They were wore their normal shoes. Savri Kihoda Omar Shmuel in Tainis Sibo Bebovel Elo Tisha Beov Bilvat. The there's no tainus sibul. So memeila, so there's no the issa of nilus hasandu. Let us see Rashi. Kosu rabbono l'tainise b'tainus sibul v'sovri lo kishmu domain tainus sibul b'bavu b'pek mokim shenogu le'yosa b'nilus hasandu b'cholhani. There's no such thing. So memeila, these halachas do not apply. Ik bedrab sheishes, du me mechel na me yochle, bestab the eating also, persh bedak it ziba, the less lay the shmul, ab sheishes not hold like shmul, so me mele hier a hak podan, de an hoge, anan ha idna, ne ginen ke shmul, we are noig like shmul, that ain't time to sibu bebobo. An pante, so Rashi says, ish gerift, they say this is a nal kala, a very light shoe. Seems it's not such a firm shoe, it's a light shoe. Mechalfi b'yoyme de tanise. Abaye v'rove saimi apante. So Taisa says, perish b'mano she'en boi shulai. Was a shoe that didn't have a sole. Just had a, it had the top chelik of the shoe. And the bottom chelik was without a sole, so mamela, that's what they used to wear. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, loy ve odom tanisoy, upeireya. That a person can, even though he was the keveya, he's going to fast 10 tanaisim, and then he said tomorrow is going to be the first time is, saloiva odam tanisei upeireya. He's permitted to, that day, to eat, and we'll make another day that time is. Kemrisei kami dishmu. The ritva would seem that he could do it without any tnoim. He made it this day, so he could make it for a different day. Kimrisei kami de Shmuel Omar Ali. So Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, "Chineda kibol olei the loy sagi the loy mishlim, but tzuri nafshi kibol olei imotzi mitzayon nafshi iloy motzi loy mitzayon nafshi." Now, the way we have the gils in front of us, so it comes out that Shmuel in this Lashon is Chaylik and Rav. That means Rav said one can be Loive Upeireya, but he could be Loive, that means he's not obligated to fast that day, even though he was Miyachid that day, he could change it. But he has to pay back, he has to fast a different day. And Shmuel came in and said as follows, that it's not a true neder, not a neder that's really mechayev him. And the Gvura Sarish tells Su Bechlau, because Shmuel holds that a mesan is a choyte. No, he was made a neder. So he said, so the neder obligates him as follows. If he doesn't have difficulties to fast tomorrow, but if he doesn't feel well, so imotzi mitzayon nafshe iloy motzi. But if he doesn't feel well tomorrow, loy mitzayon nafshe. So period. So he's gone some potter. He doesn't have to fast anymore. So this day is off the record already. Since he wanted to fast the day, this day doesn't feel good. So memela, he doesn't have to fast. Period. That's one lashon. Ikad amri amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav loy ve'odom tanisei upeireya. Kimrisei kami d'Shmuel amar loy pshite loy heya l'neder neder milei motzi boi l'shlumi emezel l'mocha l'yoy ma'achini. Just like by Nidrei Tztoke, he could be mashlem it. He doesn't have to do it right away. So memela, so here it's also the same thing. So in the second lashon, he's moide to Rav that the emesin, it has to be Perei, and he says, Fakel, it's a poshet, it did. Rav Yeshua berei de Rav Idi ikla lebei Rav Asi. He came to Rav Asi, ovdolei egla tilsa. So he made an egla tilsa, which is a very choshev kef, it's a shlishi lebetem, or shlish gedulei, but he made a very choshev sugya. Omrulei litem mar midi. It should be toyim. Omrulei made it special for Rav Yeshua berei de Rav Idi. Omalei betanisa yasivne, I'm yeshu betainis. Omalei veloizif mal velifra, leisova mal oda omar abiyuda marav loiva odom tanisa yepereya. Keltov, I made it special for you. Shechnochetz brought down, the Kelti was an odom godel, some of the mele, so it's lechvoidai, he should eat by him. Omalehu tainis cholomu. I'm fasting a tiny scholar. Omar Rabbe ba Machasi, Omar Rab Chome ba Guya Mara, Yofe tiny lachaloim ke eishlun oiret, that a chaloim, a tiny will accomplish very much to besides what the chaloim is telling us, just like an eish can destroy an oiret. But this koyach of a tainus that can be mevatel a chaloyim rav, it's tarke be fasted the day of the chaloyim. Vama Rav Yosef afilu b'shabbes, so memele, so it will be stamozei a tainus, so then a keret I would be loiva poireya. But since this is a tainus chaloyim, which has to be fasted the yom chaloyim, so memele, that's why I can't be mevatel the chaloyim. My tekante leisev tanisa letanisa. That if he fasted on Shabbos, he has to fast another day. He has to fast another.
First, see Rashi. Zot Rashi letzure ba'almen. That is different gersois. If we'll say the gersus habach, it will be the way we had mentioned before in the Gemara. Like the answer, Vatsuri Ba'alme, Imotzi Mitzayr Nafshi. If he can, so he should fast. V'iloi, so the Gilsa Sabach is, V'iloi Motzi, Loi Mitzayr Nafshi. She's not Mitzayr Nafshi. Period. So he's potted the fast that day. Then later, there's a new Dibur HaMasra, Lo Yehei El Neder, Chiyene Mishalem Es Nidre Lo Yoy Machin, that's the second Lashon, that Shmuel is Moide to Rav. The first Lashon is that Shmuel is Meikel. He says that if he's Mitzayim Nav, she doesn't have to fast at all. Afilu B'Shabes Yochel Lehis Anes, Kedei She Is Batel Tzar Gufoy. So Rashi is saying over here, that he has tzar from the cholim, is kedei she is battle tzar gufoy, is permitted to fast. Rashi is unclear what Rashi is saying. The Rashba says, other side, I don't know if the Lashon of Rashi is mashma like this. The Rashbam Brocha says as follows. The Tanisoi Arei Ze Oinig Lo Yoiser Me'achilosoi. Fasting after Cholim Roh, so he has a bigger Oinig from fasting than from eating. Bibnei Shehu Nivhal, because he's Fatumut, the Cholim is bothering him. Uche Yoishev Aleim Betainis. Umekabe She Tanisoi Yofel Lachalei Melevatloi. Areze misaneg betanisoi. So he has a greater oinig from fasting than from eating. Umikomokim kivin shloi onak shabatoi ba'achilo kidin tainik shabnei odom lefika chutzor sheyeshev tainis al tainis. I think the Rashba means as follows. That means you approach this person now, we hear a bad cholim, he's in Gansan Fatumut. You'll tell him to eat now, he doesn't have an appetite. The eating is, he doesn't have any oinik from eating now, he's too disturbed with the cholim. Verkert, he's happier fasting. Here he's accomplishing something. He can't eat. He doesn't have an appetite for eating. So Dachsachmir, there are two shailas over here. If you'll come to this person and say, you were mevatel mitzvahs oinik Shabbos, you should have eaten. He says, if I'll eat, I'll have oinik Shabbos. I'll have a bigger oinik Shabbos by fasting than by eating. So you can't have a taina to me why that I was mevatel mitzvahs oinik. I can't be mekayim mitzvahs oinik Shabbos. Abovinish vi, he wasn't, that means the kiyum of oinik Shabbos that Klal Yisrael has, he didn't have lemaisa. There is a kiyum of a basa, of a dogi, of a chol matamim, that kiyum he didn't have. He wasn't mevatel the mitzvah b'yidayim because he can't be mekayim it. Fakat, he was doing the lesser of two evils. Fasting, he had more of an oinik of fasting than of eating, that's for sure. Eating would be torture, it's not an oinik to him. Abovinish vi the kiyum of oinik Shabbos he also didn't have. So b'meil, that's why he has to be misane meisiv tainis l'tanisoi. Rashi is very unclear. Rashi says, afilu b'shabbos yochel his anais, k'day she is batal tsar gufayips. Very... He's permitted to fast out the mevatel the chaloyim. Kedei she is batel tzar gufoi. Maybe others say shezel einik shaloi. This is his einik. Unclear what Rashi is saying. Let us see Taisvis. Now Taisvis learned differently. Taisvis learned pshat. You have to know Taisus still made a different gils in the Gemara. Taisus loim shat as follows. The imotzi mitzayer nafshi ovid. I loimotzi mitzayer nafshi loi ovid. That Shmuel is saying that what is a din of lova upora that is davke. If it's loy motzi mitzayr nafshi, then it's lova upora. I motzi mitzayr nafshi, so then the din is that there's no such din of lova upora. Mishimochi koma, this is a new pshat. Mishimochi koma Shmuel, the lova tanisa upoireya. He says, Rav said, a person is permitted to be loiva tanisa upoireya. Period. He didn't give any conditions. And Shmuel said, no. Davka eichid leimotzi mitzayr nafshe. That's the only case if he's not feeling well. If he's not feeling well, so then he's lova upere. Aval eichid demotzi mitzayr nafshe. Leimotzi lilvois tanisoi. So it's mamish the hepech from the Ran's pshat. The Ran says that the Shmuel in the first lotion is meikel. He holds that if it's mitzayir nafshei, if it's leimotzi mitzayir nafshei, then it doesn't have to fast, period. There's no din of pora. And according to Taisvis, Shmuel said that the whole din of lova upora is by leimotzi mitzayir nafshei. If it's motzi mitzayir nafshei, so there's no din of lova. Hochi maskod. Im omar hareini betaynes lemocho zorich litzurei nafshe. Ven yochel lilvois upoireya bechinom. Vafilu ochal beshoikik yash lemoisoi. That means that the whole din of love of Paul, according to Shmuel, this is passing like Shmuel, is davke if he's not feeling well. Vori mesupik bedova, another shalom. Yochel lilvois lefroya, Heiche de kobel olei kvali is anoi, vis ane ad chatsi a yoim oi revi a yoim, and he fasted already, he had started fasting, afilu leimotzi letzuure nafshe, afilu it's leimotzi letzuure nafshe, maybe he has to continue fasting. Avo loi is ane vadai de yochel lilvais acha bishvilei. So the Ri is mesupik as follows. Tachmin es Vasemes explains that the Rishonim learn out Nidrei Tainis from Nidrei Tzdoke. But there is Kulis, Atshalei Boli Yad Kabai, or Misha Boli Yad Gabai. So the Shtelzu Panesim is also the same. So the Kula of a Tainis that you could switch around the days, make it for a different day, that's before he started fasting. But if he started fasting already, the Tainis had started already, then there's no such halacha, there's no such halacha, even though it's leimotzi litzurei nafshe. But if he started fasting already, could be then it is, then there's no din of love or poor. V'ri mesupik bedova, im yochel l'lavoysoi, v'lefroya heiche de kobol alei kvalis anes v'his ane. He started fasting already. Ad chatzi hayoim, oi revi hayoim. V'afilu leimotzi l'tzurei nafshe. If he started fasting already, so could be, there's not enough. But if he didn't start fasting yet, he doesn't feel well. So, according to Tosfos, how do you understand the Gemara later? The Gemara said that Rabbi Yeshua Bereide Rav Idi came to Rav Asi, he told him, he made an eglatilse, so he told him that, told him he's fasting. Tanisa Yosivne, Omrulei Veloizif Mar Velifra. So here we see that even he had already started the tainis. Afal P came, he told him, Loizif Mar Velifra. Very unclear, unless Tosfos is only saying this according to Shmuel, not according to Rav. I don't know. He asked them, he said they should do like Rav. V'imisane b'shabes k'goin tainis chaloim, d'tzorech l'freike d'omar b'vad Yosef tainte, d'r Yosef tainise l'tainise, imirishe reshchoidish ha'yse yoim, what if Sunday is reshchoidish? Oz yitzchol l'tainise ad yoim acha b'shevua, b'chenire l'meiri, Rabbi Sheikh.